And another thing is we're here with Carol Russoff, one of my favorite people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that it's Carol Russoff, but the O'Reilly part was that she's one of your favorite people.
Well, one doesn't play favorites.
Well, you clearly are. What are you saying? First you're saying she's one of your favorite people, and now you're saying you don't play favorites.
I know. I fully understand that I've just contradicted myself.
So be it, but, right? You contain contradictions, right?
Yes.
Or something.
At any rate, Carol Russoff, hello.
Hello, and Ellen is one of my favorite people.
Well, that's nice.
And Tom is a future favorite person of
mine. Well, I don't know if you want to make that commitment yet.
It's not a commitment. it's a wish.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
There you go. Carol is here because this is going to be a program about opportunities for teens. So if there are any teenagers out there, they might want to stick around.
Or their parents. Their parents who will listen and then tell them about it.
That's true.
I see. So, right. Ellen, who is Carol Russoff?
Carol Russoff is famous in these parts for being a director of teenagers in theater programs. She directed, it had a name. What was the name? HTTP.
Gary of the Opera House thought it was so clever to call it Hudson Teen Theater Project because that was HTTP. Get it?
Yeah, it took a while, but I got it.
Okay. So it was called the Hudson Teen Theater Project, but he liked just calling it HTTP and putting that on the logo.
So
it was a bit of a chuckle.
Yeah, anyway, got a chuckle out of Ellen.
Carol has directed some of the teenagers in some of the most wonderful productions that were became very popular and drew large crowds of people. What did you do? What was the last one?
Oh, my favorite, my very, very favorite, my two favorites were we had a cast of 25 doing Midsummer Night's Dream. And we were going to go and do it in the park opposite the Opera House. What's that park called?
The Park Park.
It's called, really? It's called the Park
well,
Park?
Well, some people call it that.
So we were going to do it in the Park Park. And, of course, the weather didn't cooperate. So Gary quickly got a temporary police excuse for us to do the show upstairs when the theater wasn't ready for it. And we did the greatest Midsummer Night's Dream up there while it was raining hard outside. And because people thought that they were going to be watching it out of doors, they had lawn chairs and blankets. So we didn't provide chairs. We just let them lie around on the floor of the opera house upstairs on the lawn chairs and blankets. And it was like a wonderful outside show inside. And it had energy and it was terrific.
It was a good show.
Terrific. And then a bunch of kids doing Chaucer over at the Basilica when the Basilica was just becoming a decent place to be inside of. And that was fun, too.
It was fun.
Yeah.
What's your theatrical background before doing all this?
I lived in England. I've directed and taught here, there, and everywhere. In London, England, I was there for 10 years. And I was at the Edinburgh Festival, where I did Coney Island of the Mind. Lawrence Ferlinghetti said, I may do this back. This is a long time ago, at the end of the last century. And so I changed Coney Island of the Mind into a theater piece and did it at the Edinburgh Festival. And then the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company, recorded it and made me feel good about my work. And
constantly risking absurdity and death.
That's so well put.
You know what that is, right?
That's from Lawrence Ferlinghetti.
That's from Coney Island of the Mind.
Sure is.
That was one of my favorite poems when I was a kid.
Remember the Long Street?
Mm-hmm.
So this great chorus went, the Long Street. And then it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Thank you for remembering the work. Anyway, so then I had a career in California. And then I fell in love with the love of my life and moved to New York. And then I was a teaching artist knocking around in New York City, did some work at Symphony Space, and then pretty much moved up here. And Gary at the Opera House received me really beautifully and said, go do your thing. So I've been doing my thing there for the past 12 years. And last year when the Opera House became very noisy because of the renovations, I went over to the new library, who received me so graciously and got a grant for me from the Rheinstrom Foundation, which is supporting this, which I'm about to do this summer with kids.
And it's a month-long program, more or less,
mm-hmm.
from July 10th to August 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Monday through Thursday?
It's Monday through Thursday, 4 days a week.
4 days a week. Five to seven every night.
And
wow.
I thought I would make it five to growing. Seven because kids who are teens have things to do in the summer. Maybe a job, maybe a camp, maybe a project. And I thought 5 to 7 might capture the kids and recruit them to being committed to this, even though they've had a whole day of something else.
And it's a teen theater program. How do you define teens?
By
what age?
Teen being at the end of the age word, 13 to 19.
No 12-year-olds.
You know what? And that's really interesting because the foundation really wants that to be a rule. Because
mm-hmm.
I had some kids in their early 20s who returned to me, and I said, no.
Sorry.
I had to say no.
Now, have you done this program before, or is this a new program?
I did it in the fall.
Okay. And how many teens showed up?
Oh, very, very few. Only about 7, just a handful.
Oh.
So I'm hoping this time we'll have a big draw. One, because it's summer and it's not after school. And two, we'll get the word out better. So recruiting is the trick.
Mm-hmm.
Once they're recruited, it's my job to hold them, and I do.
How many can you handle?
I think our top is 20.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol, do you have a work in mind?
We're calling it Page to Stage, actually, because I'm doing it at a library. So the source material will be written work, whether it's a fairy tale or a myth or a folk tale or a nursery rhyme. It'll be words that we have seen on the page, and they will choose for a target audience of K through 12-year-olds, let's say, with their families. So it'll be...
So it's a teen, teen actors and performers and directors, whatever, but it's for a younger audience.
It's for a target audience,
yeah.
And therefore the kids will get a certificate of community service credit for having provided these children with a free show that they might not have otherwise been able to buy a ticket to.
So for those of you sitting with a pen and paper, take down this phone number, 518-828-1792, extension 101, for registering for this, for more information, or if you want to register.
At the
this,
library.
It's the library number. Or you can email brenda.schufelt@hudsonarealibrary.org. Or you can just stop over there on North Fifth Street and sign in person.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carol, do you take everybody who signs up?
Absolutely. Everybody who puts their toes over the threshold, I'll grab them and pull them in.
And do you ever end up making some of them backstage people rather than on
stage? Well, they do everything. They do everything. Because this kind of ensemble theater, they're all creating it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something for everyone. So if I was advertising more specifically, I would say... actors, artists, directors, poets, writers, jugglers, contortionists, tap dancers.
Ellen, you were a contortionist.
But
once,
she's not
you?
A... were you?
Never. No,
you
I
sure?
used to be able to do... what do you call them?
Hula hoop? What is that you're doing there?
Flags?
No, you know where you...
Oh,
juggler?
No, never mind.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Ellen is waving her hands around.
You
for
know,
those
handstands, except...
Cartwheels.
Cartwheels. I
wow.
could do five cartwheels across
wow.
the lawn.
Wow.
God, I can only imagine.
Would you do them wearing a skirt?
No.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, Ellen.
So this is going to be called the pajama play, because I want kids to come... to the performance space in their pajamas with sleeping bags. Maybe their families will come in their pajamas also.
Hmm.
And I do believe that the library is going to give away books. So it'll be a lovely time will be had by all.
You said in the fall you did this program. What was your final performance?
What was it?
Yeah.
It was scenes from these kids' favorite books that ran the gamut from Shel Silverstein to, what was the name of that author that the kids love? And he's a terrific author who wrote, sorry, I'm having a senior moment.
We get plenty of those around here.
Not
you, Ellen, me.
As soon as we're done with the show, I'll remember what the...
Lemony Snicket?
No, it's serious, and it's about runaway. It's about murder.
Ooh.
I'm told it takes 18 seconds for the thing you've forgotten to come into your brain. So
if you're lucky.
If you relax your brain and stop thinking about it, it will arrive.
If I had had coffee, I would remember it. What was it?
Here, have a cough drop.
No.
But a young adult's book about murder?
Yes, young adult.
Wow.
And they made a film of it. Not The Outsiders. Yes, The Outsiders.
Oh, The Outsiders. Sure, the S.C. Hinton.
Yes. Yeah. Look, it took two people to think, and we did.
Mm.
Anyway, they did a scene from
usually
that.
Usually here it takes about 10 of us to come up with something.
Look, we succeeded. That's really good.
Yeah.
Look, I thought of the author. I mean, I thought of the title, and you thought of the author. Mm-hmm. And together
makes
a popular
book.
I didn't know it was still popular.
Yeah, the kids read it. The kids read it.
It's been around for quite a while.
It's a terrific
one. It was actually a book that sort of revived the idea of young, or maybe even sort of started the idea of young adult novels.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yes.
You know, up until then, young adults would read easy classics, you know.
Right.
Robinson Crusoe or Treasure Island or something like that.
Yeah.
But then this whole phenomenon began of young adult books.
Yeah, and that's true, and that's good, and they still love it, because this was one of the kids' choice. Yeah. He wanted to do it so much, and he knew exactly what scene he wanted to do.
Hmm.
And so they...
Pony Boy, isn't that one of the characters, or something like that?
Yes.
Pony Boy.
It was a scene with Pony Boy and Johnny, and they're cutting each other's hair, because they want to look different so that the police won't recognize them. Right, but their hair is their calling card, because they have beautiful pompadours in those days.
Sort of like our former intern, huh, Ellen?
Our former intern. Oh.
The one whose hair you're constantly caressing and craving.
I do not caress interns' hair.
No, you don't. But you want to.
You know, he's gotten bad habits from our president, I think.
Who?
You,
Jake?
Have. You.
Oh, me.
False information.
False information. No, it's just trying to be provocative.
And you are. You're succeeding at being provocative.
So, Carol, is there a website that we could send people to learn more about the program? Or
I think there is not a website.
They know everything.
There is the library.
There's the library, Ellen.
And they put out a monthly on their website. It says monthly what's happening that month.
Right.
Once again, this program, it's a nice long program, July 10th through August 3rd. Monday through Thursday, that's 4 days a week, 5 to 7. So it's a real commitment, but a lot of fun. And, of course, it's all free. Call 518-828-1792, extension 101. Or you can email brenda.schufelt.
S-H-U.
Oh, would you like to? Go ahead.
S-H-U-F-E-L-T.
At hudsonarealibrary.org. Or third possibility, just stopping at the library on North Fifth Street.
Or if they want to ask questions about the work itself,
they can call in right now.
Well, that's true.
Oh,
good point.
697-7400.
Yeah.
And if I'm not here, they are.
We'll make it up.
Yeah.
And it's a program where you'll have a lot of input in what you actually perform and how
Absolutely.
It's performed. And it's... It's a great summer thing, and I believe the library is nicely air-conditioned.
It is beautifully air-conditioned.
What room are they going to give you?
They're going to give us the upstairs,
and
it's very nice and air-conditioned. It's exactly actually like the downstairs, except it's upstairs.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes. Air, light, cool air.
And Carol Russoff to lead you as the teaching artist in the free teen theater program.
Yes.
Paige to stage.
Yes. Full of imagination and technique and commitment and involvement and inspiration.
Ellen, have you thought about disguising your age and joining?
No, I think I'm going to audition for the opera at the Opera House.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
If I ever get my voice back.
What opera is this?
They're the mother of us all.
Oh, Gertrude Stein.
And Virgil Thompson. And they're looking for local singers, and they're saying you don't have to sing all that well.
Oh, but you know you do. You know you do. We
you
all know
they're
that.
They're going to give you a
Once
separate
upon a
part.
Time
yeah, you'll
did.
Get a you'll get a
She's
going to
become a principal lickety
That's right.
split.
She will certainly.
Oh, stop. No,
we all
this
know,
I know is
On
not
this
true.
Show, we all know
I'm
about
sure,
your talents.
I'm sure it's going to be a chorus of people.
Oh, you've always wanted to be a chorus girl, right?
Yeah, right.
But
I don't think in a play about suffragettes that we're going to be like kicking up our heels.
Well, you might be, but it'll be long dresses.
Yeah.
And those big floppy hats they wore. Is that? Oh, that's right, a play about suffragettes. Well, one more time, we're talking to Carol Russoff about the free teen theater program at the Hudson Library here in Hudson on North 5th Street, 51 North 5th Street to be exact. And it runs through July 10th through August 3rd, four nights a week, Monday through Thursday, 5 to 7, a nice after or pre-dinner class. And you can call 828-1792, extension 101. That'll get you to the library. Or go to the library or email brenda.schufelt@hudsonarealibrary.org. Ellen, are we going to refer it all to Carol's other project that's...
Well, we could. And if they tune in on the 18th, they'll hear even more.
They won't hear us live. Is that correct?
No, they will not hear us
You'll
live.
Be away?
I will probably be away.
And so will I.
And I know
have we,
you
have
will
we told be. The people have we told the powers that be here?
I sort of told them.
Now, I hear you've pre-recorded a 20-minute interview.
Yes.
That's only 20 minutes. Our show's usually 2 hours.
Well, I thought that you were going to
Oh, you did you?
Yes. You told me you were going to. You were thinking of pre-recording.
But that's
several
on May
people.
23rd. That wouldn't be in time. But may Okay, we'll have to talk about this off the air, I think.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of people are going to be very disappointed if they don't hear our voices next Thursday.
I think they'll be delighted.
Where are you going? Where are you going? Someplace fancy, right? Ibiza?
What, me?
Yeah. Wasn't it something like
no.
that?
No. I'm probably going further west and further south.
Oh, I thought at first the Canary Islands. No, huh?
No.
Where?
Binghamton, New York.
Oh, swinging Binghamton.
The Binghamton, the Broome County, where people want to secede from the state so they can go fracking.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
That's my hometown.
Well, that sounds like a...
Part of the Rust Belt
a lot
now,
of fun.
Unfortunately.
So, you're going to be off gallivanting next week.
And you?
I'll be in Stony Brook, Long Island.
Ah, right, for the graduation.
Yes, of the child.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a child graduating from Stony Brook?
Yes.
That's nice.
From medical school, even
well, that's
better.
That's very nice. And he's already done... Oh,
she...
She's about to do her
that
internship.
That was so sexist of you to say he.
And I'm, and isn't that kidding. Something? And I'm from a family of doctors.
There
Both my mother and father were doctors.
Yeah. Wow. What happened?
And my mother was a doctor. She was studying medicine at the Sorbonne Medical School in 1937.
Hmm.
So
wow.
I should know better than to say he.
There you go. And I should know better than to call out anybody as not being a. That's being sexist.
That's true.
Well, now you've both learned your lesson.
Oh, yes. I am definitely changed.
Cured.
Cured.
Well, I'm just going to go
chastised.
Home. I'm going to go home and flagellate.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to say goodbye now because I'm going
okay.
to cough.
Okay. No, we allow coughing on air.
Okay. Goodbye. Ellen
thank does
you
it all
very
the time.
Much for your time.
Yes. Thank
and
you. Once again,
and
Carol
questions.
Russoff, the free theater program. So though, Ellen, and you're going to be talking to her next week, pre-recorded.
Yes.
About another project she's doing. Where is that one happening? That is, oh, at the Hudson Opera House. Where else?
That's right. I have to tell people that I'm on the board of the Hudson Opera House.
You don't have to tell them that. Everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. You're constantly, you know, out there grubbing money for them and everything. And no, you're not, actually. But you are a big supporter.
It's true.
And
I support everybody.
Do you really?
Well, I support a lot of people.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, causes.
Yeah. I get it.
Establishments.
Yes.
You could give Carol a little applause as she leaves.
Oh, where's our applause meet? Let me. Oh boy, I can't
thank
find
you.
Our
wait,
applause.
Have, thank you.
Oh, there it is.
There's something up there.
Hold on.
Yeah, hold on.
Goodbye, Carol, and thank you for coming in.
Yay!
Oh, she can't hear it.